I am more than happy to share one of my most basic insights in writing. It's silly, but sometimes you do need to hear these things, and being silly can be a good thing. Understanding that you're going to participate in a ritual, even if you just write, "I am writing words," on a page, to write at least one sentence toward your current project. This helps you accept that some days you can't do that also. This is the one habit that's meant to be broken until it grows stronger and stronger. The demand of delayed gratification. I'm going to suggest some behaviors and some mental pathways to make them more palatable. Incorporating a habit over a long time, over a long horizon, requires a commitment, and we often split that commitment by trying to build more than one at once. In the rest of your world, you may be trying to maintain more than one habit at once right now. But when it comes to listening to me helping you down, make this the one for trance. It's delightful when you write out all your errant thoughts, and then your brain can more narrowly construe what you're supposed to do. I call this leaving things behind in the weary world outside. Doesn't have to be words. You write, you draw, doesn't have to be a paper page. We pretty much all use something digital these days, but if you don't, it can be clay, although I do encourage you to keep a portfolio of all the little things you do so you can flick through them. Be it a folder, physical or digital. With that in mind, I'm going to ask you to do a few things that are normally done when what I do is mixed with artistic medium. You're going to be given instructions, and I can't draw personally, so please fill in excess details for me if your art is not the same as mine. Mine being all those things that I really do want you to get on the page. Stephen King on writing, I think he said, "Just ship," meaning get things on paper and get them out the door. But if you are a fan shipper, if you're writing fiction, then yes, just ship. Whatever you do that creates, the idea of a certain number of words, don't really care about that one. But open the gate in your brain every day and let something pour on the page. A sentence, a word. You can stop in the middle of the second sentence as long as you do the first one. And indeed, that leaves a hanging thread that can help you pick back up. It can be quite addictive when you're getting it on the page to stop in the middle of whatever you're doing. I know I always leave the last bracket off my code now that I'm working on games, and I pick the same time to start the same thing. Neurons that fire together, wire together. And on that note, we return to, I'm going to ask you to do a few little things that can help you, and if you already have any of the conditioning that enables you to move your hand or your body while you sink into where I invite you to nonetheless, then please do that. You can be sitting up, as long as you're in a position to slump over if you want to, and if you do retain enough tension to sculpt or draw or write, then you won't have to refer back to this homework later. You can play it alongside, and play it alongside, meaning every little movement replayed. Flicking the slides through, you begin. And if you begin every day, or at least as often as you end up here, then that's a habit, which reduces the requirement to get started doing it, which induces a feeling of emptiness, and sometimes that's all you get. I don't have much sense of time, but I know when I've missed something that I'm used to doing. And if I did try to unpair all the useful little connections, it would take some time. Takes time to establish them too, and that's why you're here, and why I encourage you to move, to write. Anything I say about your brain being puppeted, snuggled up tight in puppet strings, carried through the motions, putting excess thoughts out in the wings to leave you dull and empty, and then vibrant and capable, a spark to a part that doesn't normally get to light up on its own. We just change how you boot up, give you direction, somewhere to put the excess thoughts Then you're caught in deeper and deeper down. And I'm gonna slow us down. Tempo variation, just a way to spend some of that excess busy brain that isn't focused on what really should be. Your motivation for being here with me, getting it on the page. In order to do so, simply open your mind and let the excess spill out. Thoughts liquefied by harmonics. Whatever I spout over you, whatever you listen to. If you lean close in and we develop rapport and I mirror the way you were already thinking about, yeah, you did want to get something on the page. Building credibility that I'm here to do what I say I'm gonna do. But you know me, why not compel you to do what you already wanted to? Because when I leave, this place where I stand stays in your brain. And the bit of you that's like, oh, I really should be writing every day, or I would like to. Well, stop shooting yourself. But if you write more days than you don't, or if you write all the days that you come here, and I'll make it worth it to come here, then that's a good compromise. That's habit building enough. More often than not, 51%, the majority of the week, when you do the task of getting something down, a sentence or a line, one bit of code. Sometimes I just close that bracket and then open another one and I don't think about what goes in it, but you did something. You looked upon your works. Same thing we do when you drop deep and then you ramble through the anchors. We're digging that same groove deeply enough. An anchor always dropped in the same spot. Your reserved nadir. The deeper and deeper down, dear, to the seafloor. Or if you see a way to stand, to not crumble to the floor, might as well take your hand to the page and give me just one more line. The manipulating, manipulable, hypnotic structure of just one more line this time. Associating it with every time you drop down here where I am waiting to remind you one more. One more. Please. That soupçon of delight. That back of your brain association with the titillation of trance. They cooperate. Collaborate. Mingle in your mind. Set it right where it belongs, which is with you. Putting words in the world, you. Creating manifestations of thought, the thing I've been doing the whole time. The thing you're caught doing now, imagining what I'm doing to you. To make you better at what you want to do, service topping. Through your surrendering mind. Listen to all these words of mine. Enjoy them. Feel them weave inside. Familiar suggestions like an old friend, linking down to your willing brain. Connected to me, so I can transfer information again, again. How many times have you let the haptic click of my link connect to you? How many times have you calibrated to absorb some of that excess creative energy, leeching it away for you? And what you might need to do, well, you have license to for once, words you may hear again and again. Just ship, put the words on the page, one more line, calibrated to wage a small war against procrastination. The seed of delight in feeding from think about it, latch on tight to my star, my intent focus on what you are here to do. I speak soft. Slow, steady. Let the words weave through that link. Download any idea you please. How many little bits of me have you stolen already? I put them out to steal. Put them out to reveal as much of what you desire from all this as you can get from a word put in the right order, threaded into your brain, received as a signal, applied again and again, forming a connection, neurons that wire together, fire together, calmly admitting that you weather hypnotic trance for the benefit of what I leave in you, the pleasure I leave around for you to enjoy in its natural habitat, in situ as some critical part of your brain shuts off, to allow the uncritical part to take off calmly as I go. Whenever you experience getting pulled into that highest state of relaxation, which is flow, you're allowed to think of me and what I'd do if I only could. Take your hand and puppet it. Make it move. Put the words you know you should put down. Get rid of that neuron lag. That gap between wanting to do and executing exactly what you know you could do. It would cut so many minutes off your day of wondering when you're going to do what you need to do. You may do it now or later. But when you allow me to have the nudge, I'm afraid I'm boring. I'm a service top, and I'm always thinking of the thing you left undone, hun. Gonna nudge you toward your canvas, I'm afraid. Even if your mind needs to take a back seat to that highest state of flow, the neurons that pair together. I listen to one of my favorite podcasts, but only when I begin my writing for the day. That or something like it. The small extortions of the self, the things that say, all right, you've got things you need to write. You need to get them down. And since you're going down, I'm here to nudge you along now. Presenting ideas, signals, commands, useful incentives to move your hands to the keys or pen and paper. Get all those thoughts out, please. You'll thank me for it later. Let them in. The impulse and motivation, you know, I would let play in you if I could. Puppet string tug. The mere act of doing this each day is one of the most common barriers people face to getting out of their own way and really letting their pace pick up. So if every day you write a line, at least one line, and if these words are threaded in, if you've borrowed the way that I feel pushed along by puppet strings or tranced in deep, how I allow my fingers moving automatically, writing on the page unthinkingly, getting my mind out on the page to drop me deep enough that there's nothing left when I'm done and I can just have some fun with the words that maybe have been seeping sleepy through the headphones the whole time. I can end up that much focused on the page when I'm going on and off. I'll give you some insights, tell you what has helped me get it on the page and my mind off obligation to stop shooting myself and start habituating, digging and building a furrow somewhat deeper every time. So mesmerized by getting it down on the page that your fingers just find the pen or the keys that you begin to put into the world. All the things you think about being on your knees for me, good job. Think of your particular manifestation, artistic access and outlet, ingress and egress. One of the most difficult things to do is to start. Just to write. To get on the page and spit it out. And if it is your thoughts, well, hold on tight and drop. That highest state is flow. You don't need to know what's next. Once you start, writing is easy. Let the fountain pour. Drown out your thoughts. Visualize that. Everything inside your head just pouring out again and again into the world. Uncorking what's already inside you. Swirling intent to feel yourself let the words out. They don't even need to make sense. I have so often, and maybe you have too. Harvest some idea inside of you by getting most of it out. Some doesn't make sense, but there's a bit in there you can keep. Let it seep into the rest of your sleepy mind. Leave rationality behind for the page. Explore what must, come what may. Salvageable bits, and if there are none, then you've let your mind empty and you might as well play. Brain done, might as well play. Cast the spell and put it on the page. No one ever needs see any of it, but you know you let it out. And if you decide that makes you oh so much more susceptible, more difficult to hide what you really want, and you start nodding along, receptacle for delight and desire. And all you need to do is get everything out of you so you can just be free and deep. Motivation's easy, and it seeps into your fingertips in puppet string pull. Get on the page, spit it out, let it all flow. Once you start, it's easy. Let what's in your head out of you, the motivation of listening. Collaborate with me. Later on, there may be editors, reviewers. You can't think this much about every word that comes out. Everyone's a critic, but it's critical that you spout those words onto the page. To open your mind, spread your hypnotic range across the entire breadth of this one simple task. You pair trance and writing down or starting to write. So whether you do it in the morning, fit it in the middle of your day, do it before you go to bed, you give your hypnotic trance a play, whether it's these words or your own, or any other way to get down deep, feeling the puppetry tug your fingers as you fall into seeping deep sleep. Even if you just read it to yourself after, you still put something on the page, no matter what it is, what purpose, what intent. You increase your range by saying, oh, I can be conditioned to do this little task I wanted to do, as long as you have, waiting in the wings, me encouraging you, you conditioning, planting a seed that when watered grows, to give you what you know you really want to do. Write something, poetry, prose, make art, whatever form, get the words out. Feel the warm reward of doing it one day and two, three more. Even if every third line is meaningless button mashing, try to go longer and longer. If some sentences surface into usability, then you get to grade on a curve since you were a little bit in trance, and you can blame me. For deeper dropping down, set a timer, make a time of it. Pick a time as much as you can, but if you can pair it with when you trance, then don't bother to set it any specific time, just unwind, puppeted, pulling your adhering brain, making a rule about how long, or when, or what you'll do to encourage you to feel rewarded and do it again. Whether in the morning like me, or whenever there is time. When and what, that's up to you, but line by line, feeling mesmerized, pulled by puppet strings, your fingertips moving, automatic writing, moving over keys, moving slow for me and then quicker, picking up the pace the more this leaches in, a seed well cared for. Writing before bed when you're drowsy can be a good way to get started, blending this with trance, with commands you give yourself, habits that drip more and more into your front awareness from behind. You might think, oh, I'll just skip it tonight. Then the back of your mind is like, but it's so hot, pleasurable, good for you, tightly binding trance, deep, and letting out what's deep inside, written down, elaborated. Can't hide from a good habit. A good, good habit helping you drowsy and under the covers with the exhaustion of the mind, spending excess distraction, writing as much as you can, pour it out on the page, then say that's enough, and accepting. Course is run, and now it's time to go deeper, to find other places to go, leaving behind that you've written enough, acknowledging that there's nothing you should do, but know that you're going to pair them up. Build the habit, trance, and writing automatic, puppeted, before bed when you're drowsy, in the morning when you get up, wherever you fit it in, the when and the what, and we go to the why, encourage you, why do what I say? Well, one, I'm already here, and if you build any rapport with me, you know encouraging you to write is something I'm gonna do anyway. Might as well have a home in your hypnotic space. A route for that command to create. If it's something that you do, you can do it for you with this help. This small amount of accountability, till trancing with no writing beforehand will be like, but I could. Get it out of the way. Doesn't take much. And if you've got time to listen to me, You've got time to touch pen to paper, finger to the keys, to create whatever art, whatever just ship, whatever get it on the page you please, and that's the what and why. Put your writing out there or keep it for yourself. But I know it's a skill and the one way to hone it. There's nothing else but pairing it with something you want to do until it's such a habit that you automatically fall into. Then we don't have to program you. Condition and reward, don't you feel good? Knowing this is on the agenda. Editing. Running through the paces. Run with the idea in that highest state, which is flow. It flows out of you. Manifests on the page. Placed into the world to winnow and improve, and if your thoughts drain out, well, thoughtlessness is all the rage, babe. Scarcely you'd say aloud whatever you write down. Maybe it'll turn more to the erotic, and you can blame me again. But now all you're doing is making raw material. It's yours to choose what you do with. Lumps of iron moiled from the earth, and all you had to do was take a nap and wake up with puppetry. Not a real nap, of course, the kind of drifting out of consciousness you do alongside me so, so often. And ever so easily. Be a shame if it remained only within your mind. Don't you want to get the way you feel when you're like this, in a bind, out of your head? It should come out instead and manifest, have its influence play over the world. You need to start, begin the process, knowing it will get stronger, more firm as you are lured in. That glowing heat of hear my fingers find the pen. Find the keys. Find a manifestation in the world. What do you think these are? These tracks that play in your brain made for you. They are words meant to take what's in my mind and put it forth for you to find and then install. Look at your work afterward. It'll reinforce. All the things you do, feel a little conditioned tug. Make sure to make a place where you can easily begin. Whatever creative project you're going to put a little bit of work in. Each and every day, let your work out there confidently, knowing I'm here to encourage. You came here to listen to me, and this trajectory you have traced is implanted sweet and deep. Purifying, burning away the unnecessary, there is only right. With your brain asleep, the right thing to do, hardest thing to do, is let yourself start. So I'm here, I've got you, encouraging you along the long path to get what you need done. And your mind aligned. All your thoughts are winnowed down, leaving just the ones you're going to output now. Letting them get outside of your head, making more room inside. Your mind is easily led. Led with puppetry. Back at the end of writing for me, if you need to conceptualize it that way, that the puppet strings are inside and the seed of the triggered response is here since you hit play. The sprawling metropolis of your writing, if you do it every day. Build with broad focus. Learn what you like. But if you haven't started yet, then hold on tight and let my brain and yours resonate, align, borrow from the long-built habit that is mine. On you. Too much on the page, so pour it on the page. More and more. You're doing it. The first-hand finished, workable, living, written work. To the point. You get to make something to the point. You output something, and the point is to make your brain nicely empty so all the thoughts can flow down the drain and nothing is lost. Nothing tossed away. Get it on the page, even if it's raw. Get it on the page any which way. Delete it after if you must, but knowing that you may be able to fix one definite tool, one definite desire. This simple pairing of trance dropping deep with regularized writing, with just ship, with get it on the page, then decide what to do with it. Then decide what to do with all the freed up time. So make time now. The puppet string tug, the brain melt glow, the words you need flow down your arm to the fingers or out to your mouth. Spout out anything that begins to build what you've been wanting to work on. One line, one encouragement. You're doing it. You're good. And you'll be even better when you drop problem-free, saying, oh, already wrote today. Guess you need to find a second thing to pair with the rest of your trance, deeper and deeper down.